you degenerates! Welcome back to Monster Mates!
Yes, welcome to the 26th episode of Season 3 of Monster Mates. Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 98.
66.
66 is a number you haven't chosen yet.
Yay!
And 66 is... the Oda Garen, an Ebony Oda Garen.
A lot of Monster Hunter girls recently.
Somewhat recently. All right, let me get the thing.
Oda Garen. Specifically, this is the Ebony one, right?
Well, no, it's both of them.
It's both of them. Okay, got it.
Okay, so let me get... so
the Oda Garen.
The Ebony Oda Garen. And then where is...
She's dangerous.
And then regular Oda Garen, which I'll just put over here.
Okay.
Yes. So without going into it, what are we going to rate
without
these?
Without reading their wiki and all that stuff. I'm going to give it like a 6.
For both of them?
Okay. If we're going to separate, we're going to separate them.
Yes.
Oda Garen normal, the red one.
Uh-huh.
I'll give that one like a 7.
Okay.
The other one's like a 4. Ebony's like a 4.
Okay. I will give base Oda Garen. I will give them... I think I'm going to give them an 8.
Okay.
I'll go for an 8. For the Ebony Oda Garen, probably a 2.
A 2? Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, so...
so we haven't got over it quite yet, so, which is why I was like, I don't know if I want to judge too harshly.
Uh-huh.
All I know is the Ebony Oda Garen is a lot more aggressive.
Yep.
A lot more scary.
Uh-huh.
And just overall just a menace.
Indeed. All right, so let me...
the red one's just an angry dog. But you can tame her.
Wiki. True. All right. Yes, this is the world, not the Rise one again. All right.
Yes.
Oda Garen, a terrifying monster that scours the Rotten Vale for carrion. Its highly aggressive nature means that anything, be it monster or man, is a potential meal.
Oh.
It is weak to ice and thunder. So
get your pocket tasers. Yeah.
It is resistant to fire and water and immune to dragon.
Oh, but its ailment is bleeding, so she's a biter and a scratcher.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
All right, so...
Your sheets are ruined after this.
In more ways than one. All right.
Oh, no.
So let me get centimeters to feet again.
Yes, of course.
All right, so the smallest...
is 541 centimeters.
Yeah, which correlates to about...
17 feet.
So are we going to do, like, what, 7 foot 7? Or no, for the smallest, 1 foot 7.
1 foot 7? Was that our...
Yeah, I think that was our conversion rate, because...
1 foot 7 is literally like this!
Yeah, but you got to also remember, you know the Mega Man event... I think that... is that including the Mega Man?
I think it's including that, my man.
Okay, so... and then the tallest.
Because I don't think... I'm like... bro, I don't... I would feel objectively wrong fucking that thing. I would destroy that thing with my dick. That thing would be bursting.
Yeah, you mean like the pixies and the fairies, which we've already covered?
Yeah, like Pachirisu.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Destroy.
And then the tallest is 5'6".
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Okay, yeah.
That makes more sense.
Okay, all right. So, obviously, if you're going to go into this, bring your ice cubes.
Bring
your
pocket
tasers.
And bring, like, bandages.
Yes, bring a bunch of bandages or alcohol.
Yeah.
For more than one of those things.
She's going to cause bleeding, bro.
Yeah, all right. Her particular...
weaknesses is the tail, head, and feet.
Yes, those are her weak points. She is unfortunately a foot fetishist.
Oh, no.
That is... We hate to see it.
Let me... I'm going to tell you something, okay?
Uh-huh.
I haven't changed my stance. I'm not understanding it.
Okay.
But...
uh-huh.
I can understand if someone was, like, into... Because I've seen where people go, like, okay, I like the beans on the feet of, like, cats and dogs and all that.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, if that's, like, the same here, I can understand more, is what I'm saying.
But only if it's the same for this.
Only if.
But considering we get a in the original Mew Hut thing, we get to see a little bit of repeat. Those, like, I'm not seeing anything resembling, like, close to the beans.
Yeah.
On this thing. I think we're going straight human type sort of feet here, unfortunately.
Okay. I just wanted to throw out the possibility, the idea that it could be.
That it could be not as bad as yes. It is. However, thankfully, her tail is also a weak point, but the head is her biggest weak point. So
you can grab her tail.
And get some oral fixation out of it as well.
Yep, then
you can have a little bit of fun with that.
Absolutely. So, negative.
Negative is whole.
Let's start positive.
Okay,
let's start
positive. Positive?
She's going to be a wild ride.
She is going to be an encounter you will never forget.
Have you ever heard of the bucking bronco technique in sex?
Yes.
Yes. So those who don't know the bucking bronco, while you're having sex with a girl normally, you scream out another name.
Specifically another girl's
name. Another girl's name. And she's going to get so mad that she's going to try to buck off of you, but you mm-hmm. keep her on best you can, which is called the bucking bronco. It's fucked up, but she will be riding you like that without you saying anything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's just going to be natural for her. She's going to make you work for it.
Here's the thing. I'm scared. Oh, okay. Back to positive.
Okay.
I like the colors.
The color scheme is very nice.
I also like...
Very, very alt-girl-esque.
Yeah. I like the more scale-like look of it. Mm. I like that. I'm a fan of it. The rocks might hurt.
Yeah, the tail. The tail is going... That will not be pleasant.
I don't know if...
It'll be pleasant for her, but it's not going to be pleasant for you.
You're just like, this hurts. Please, she's shoving rocks down my dick. What other good things, Trevor?
A good thing? If you like athletic tone types, goodness, she has that in spades.
Yes, she is mommy. Ooh, she is buff mommy.
She is a dom through and through.
Absolutely. Like, look at those fuck me eyes. Look at that shit. Absolute fuck me eyes. As a whole, positives are there, but let's get to the negatives.
Okay, negatives, the immediate one that's coming to mind. Claws. She has four real claws.
So that's not my immediate.
That's not your immediate?
No. That's like third.
Okay, that's your third?
That's my third.
What's your first?
Human is meat to her.
Oh.
So, oral fixation equals nom 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 dick.
You're afraid of your dick being bitten off.
Yes.
So you're saying she is very much into the CBT.
That's not CBT!
That's
cock and ball destruction!
That's genital mutilation.
That's CBD. That's cock and ball destruction. She wants to eat it. There's not torture. That's destruction.
It's a little bit of both. She likes CBT and also complete genital mutilation as well. She is an extremist in both of these fashions. Then what's the second thing?
The tail.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Third is the claws.
Third is the four real claws, so no hand jobs, no foot jobs, thank goodness. Because you're going to be getting a lot of lacerations on your dick and your balls.
Literally, if you don't have this girl bondaged up in something,
mm-hmm.
you're going to feel pain.
If you are an extreme masochist... then you might get something out of it. But if you're anything other than the most dedicated masochist, you're not going to enjoy this whatsoever.
Like, she is going to kill you. Like, she does not care. Like, she'll fuck you and then eat you.
Mm-hmm.
That is where this goes. She is going to absolutely chop you up and eat you.
This is first. This is pretty much what we assumed the praying mantis girl was going to be originally.
Pretty much. And then it was better.
And then this is not the better version.
This is the actual praying mantis girl.
Oh, goodness.
This is what we thought the praying mantis was.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else for, like, either positives or negatives?
If I had to say positive, one more positive,
mm-hmm.
is I like that she is, one, strong. Two, I like the fact that she's super energetic.
Yeah, that's
fair.
She
will keep going.
She does not get exhausted for quite some time.
Yeah, no, like, even in the fight, she just goes. She, even when she's, like, on the brink of tired, like, she's, like, about to pass out, she's still going.
She's still going.
She's 100, 0 to 100, 100 to 0, real immediate.
Yep.
So I like the fact that she does that. The other thing I don't like, Rotten Veil. So she's in the Coral Highlands, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, we know she goes to different areas. She even goes to the forest lands as well.
But she's writhing around in the bodies.
Yes.
She's going to smell like corpse.
Mm-hmm,
she's going to smell dead.
She's going to be a hikikomori. For those of you who do not speak weeb, hikikomori are basically massive shut-ins. People who don't leave their rooms for days on end. Sometimes even months on end, depending.
I think we were all hikikomoris at one point in our life.
When we were younger, sure, yeah. But, you know, then we kind of grew up.
The problem with actual hikikomoris are there are grown-ass adults that don't leave.
Yes, indeed.
They're the ones that just go, we're not leaving. You have to leave to live! No.
No, I have the internet. I can order things.
I can just get it through me. The government pays me.
And that's where the term neat bucks comes from. No. But anyways... Anyways.
But no, she's gonna go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What else about this bitch could we say? Let's go to the Ebony. Bring up the Ebony.
Do we not want to give our final ratings on the
okay,
base?
Okay, let's give our... No, on the base, I'm going to give it like a 3.
On the base, Oda Garen, my final rating's a 1.
Oh my god.
It went from an 8 to a 1 real quick.
Here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind going for this if I had the correct, like, precautions.
Mm-hmm.
I had cork bottle, like, caps on each tooth.
Mm-hmm.
She has a guard on.
Don't forget each claw.
Each
and
claw.
Each spike on the tail.
Her entire tail will be encased in, like, a bubble wrap.
Yep.
And her legs completely tied up.
Here's the thing.
Complete bondage.
I would do this, but I couldn't bring just a pocket taser for this. I would have to get a Russian car battery for this.
To keep her down and paralyzed.
Just to keep her paralyzed. To keep her from doing something that would end in the result of me losing a limb or losing my penis.
Oh, bro, you're gonna lose so much more if you don't take precautions.
Mm-hmm.
This is a danger fuck.
This is the most This is high risk yandere action, and I am not here for it.
She doesn't even love you to the point of killing you. She just killed you.
Yep.
Now, Ebony is a 1.
Ebony is going to be a lot more energetic, hyper aggressive.
So, for those who. Ebony Odagaren is.
All right. This Oda Garen subspecies is forever on the prowl for its next meal and is often seen carrying fresh kills in its mouth. Report indicates it goes into a frenzy upon eating. So the moment you put your dick inside of her, there's no turning back. You are committed to this until the end. Whether that is the end of your life or the end of you or her's orgasm.
Her enraged mode is protracts its second set of claws and greatly increases its speed. If she gets angry, she is going to fuck you to death.
So let's look.
As she's fucking you, she will eat you.
So let's look at the sizes. The smallest.
It's going to be the same.
It's actually not.
The smallest is 4 foot.
The smallest
but
is 4.
But that's the same. That's
smallest
the same.
Foot. Is the highest still the 5'6"? It's 5'6". So, not as much size variety.
No.
But it's a lot more normalized as well. So, weaknesses are also different. She is resistant to dragons, so no bad dragons. She is weak to water, fire, thunder, and ice, so you have a lot more variety in what you can bring. However, she also has additional ailments she can give you.
She gives you bleeding like the other one, probably more.
And she can give you dragon blight, which basically means she can ruin your orgasms. She can ruin your orgasms in a heartbeat.
This is all biome. She's everywhere.
She is everywhere.
She's literally the normal Oda Garen, just terrifying. So I think I'm ready to give my rating.
We're not even going to go into any of the extra stuff?
Because she's pretty much the same.
I mean, fair. Well, she also has the additional claws.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Great.
And let's see. Her weaknesses. Okay, her weaknesses are different.
No.
I mean, slightly.
Slightly?
Yeah. They're slightly in how intense she likes them, I should say.
I see.
So... head's still the same, I'll grant you. She is still super into oral fixation. She is not, like, she kind of likes the feet thing, but definitely not as much as the base Odegaard.
I don't think anyone wants to touch these!
And then tail, I think, I don't know if tail's higher or not, but either or.
Either or, I'm gonna give this a zero.
I think that's our first zero on the entire podcast.
I see no upsides to this. It literally is just wants to kill you, and there's a safer option that might as well be the exact same thing.
I think I have to go with you. I think I have to agree with you. I see nothing beneficial besides having a story to tell if I live through it of having sex with an Ebony Oda Garen girl.
And then they went, bro, what? You fucking crazy. What does your dick look like now? She might have claws in her vagina, dude.
So I think I have to go with Spencer and give this an absolute zero.
This is the biggest zero I've ever seen.
Oh my goodness.
It is. Other ones I could see maybe good things or bad things, maybe for one sex or the other. I don't see great things about this one specifically. The other one is she won't kill you and you can do stuff again. This thing is literally...
death is 90% going to happen.
Death will surely happen.
The only way it will not happen is if you are Doom Guy. And that's it.
She's hot, though.
She is. But unless you're Doom Guy, and only Doom Guy, you're not going to live through this.
No, you are going to die.
So, we ask you, the audience, what would you rate an Oda Garen and an Ebony Oda Garen?
Please let us know down below. Also, please check out the wonderful artist that drew this.
Yes. If you like this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more, please consider subscribing. And if you want updates on the show, consider us following us over on the Twitter. And until then, we will see you in the next episode.
Later.